Hi, this is a dedication for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N, Angela Alston. Date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident 12/1/2022. Date of service is 1/9/2023. Miss Angela Alston is allegedly a victim of a automobile accident which occurred on 12/1/2022 as follows. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver where she was involved in a frontal collision. Airbags were deployed and the car had a damage to the front bumper and couldn't be driven. The patient allegedly injured her head and the left hand on the steering wheel with a neck whiplash, injury to the right thigh, and the buttock was hurting. Headaches started with forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, low concentration, and blurred vision. In addition, patients started having pain episodes of neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, pain in both the shoulders, especially the right shoulder, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees, pain in both the hands, especially involving first, second, and third finger, as numbness and tingling. There was no radiation of pain in the upper extremities or lower extremities. Patient also had some pain in both the hip areas as well. And that was in the beginning of the time of the accident on 12-1. Now, the patient is being seen a month later, and she reported that her pain in both the shoulders is around 7, both hips is around 8, both hands, numbness and tingling, all the five fingers are involved. She also reports that the pain in the neck is not radiating to the arms. However, pain in the mid-back and the lower back is present at the level of 9. And there is some radiation of pain to the left buttock, left thigh and left leg, posteriorly all the way to the ankle. The pain level is affecting the ADLs to the tune of all the way to 9, especially sleep is affected 9. The general activity, mood, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Work is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 6. Relationship with other people is affected 6. 20-30% pain has improved, and the patient is still undergoing treatments. Physical therapy is going on. In the system review, neurologist psych patient report that she is suffering from pain all day long. Headaches are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present every day, and they last all day long. Dizziness, vertigo is present. She also is suffering from difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of concentration, loss of memory, and anxiety. The patient reports that she is suffering from vision disturbances and no vision disturbance, no blackout and seizures. She has no confusion, disorientation, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and there is no lack of focus. The patient reports in the pain and numbness there is a presence of stiffness of the shoulders on both sides, as well as stiffness of the neck and the lower back, decreased range of motions, as well as pain in the neck, back, upper back, lower back. Also reports pain in both the wrists, both the hips, and both the knees, especially the right knee, and right ankle and foot, with some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has diarrhea and stomach pain, and denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. Her body feels quite different. She is now experiencing more severe pain than ever before. Patient reports that her hips and shoulder and mid-back, lower back cramps and sharp and sometimes burning pain. And her pains are actually worsened, and there is more pain in the than usual now in the medical history, surgical history none, hospitalization none, and the weight loss none. Current pain medications are helping. Substance abuse none. Compliance history, yes. And the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 45 over 98, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is dated 12/5/2022, dictation number 1209-016. Please use the general review and the general review and the muscular skeleton and extremities examination along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue physical therapy for the neck and the lower back and shoulder 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKenzie back program. And the disability continues. Work, house replacement, and transportation. Max for review, the patient is provided the following medication, which are Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol 4, 1 or 2 tablets, PRN for pain, Xanax, 1 milligram, Enirontin, 6 milligram twice a day. Should start 1 or 2 every 6 hours PR. Other than that, patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.